Hey, thanks for holding. This is Charlie. I'm the pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Kirk.
Kirk?
Yes.
Awesome. You're speaking to my mapping coordinator, James, about first page placement on Google. What did you like about the conversation you guys were having?
I'm just listening to see, to hear my options and see what's available.
Okay. He did mention that this is an exclusive listing that we are looking to fill today, correct?
Yeah, I heard it, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, we are calling the area. We got about 40 agents that are over there calling around, seeing which one would like to work with Google's first page listing. I see you are on Yelp. Are you doing anything else than just Yelp, or are you doing other stuff too?
Google.
You're doing Google as well?
Yeah, but my Google page is not active at the moment, so, but
okay.
I will be doing it.
Okay. Did you have some trouble trying to activate that, or?
No, I'm just waiting to take care of some other stuff that I have to take care of, and then I'll get on top of it.
Okay, yeah, because I was looking, trying to see if there is a Google listing here for you, and there's no, like, Google business listing at all, so, but that's,
no,
that's why
it's not listed as it.
Yeah, okay. I do see your Yelp, though. Have you done anything else? Like, have you done Home Advisor or anything like that?
Yeah, I've Home Advisor, yes.
Okay, so I did see you on there as well. It does come up as an unlicensed contractor. Are you licensed and insured?
Yeah, I'm licensed and insured and bond.
Okay, that's weird that they put you on there as unlicensed contractor. So I don't know. Do you still win Home Advisor?
It says there I'm unlicensed.
It says, I'm sorry. No, it doesn't. It says it just has your name. I'm sorry. This was a different one. Yeah, this was a different one. I'm sorry. My apologies. It's very similar. So yours is Brother Wood, and then this one is Brother Hood Construction. So there's two. So, I had clicked on the wrong one, but Brother Wood Construction, I see there. Are you still getting leads for them, or how do you get your customers right now?
I do get leads from them, but at the moment I'm not taking any leads from them at the moment.
Okay. Are they good leads? Are you getting are they qualified leads to, you know, get sales out of them or do jobs, or are you happy with that?
For the moment I turn it off because I'm quite busy at the moment, but,
okay.
I've worked with them for, many years back, and it worked in my favor as well.
Nice. Okay, cool. We hear both sides of the stories here at Local Flesh, so, so awesome. Do you do any Facebook posting? Do you have like, your before and after pictures that you put on like a Facebook business account or anything?
So, I'm in the middle of completing my website.
Okay.
So that is the reason why my Instagram, my Yelp, my Google is not complete. So I actually want to finish my website and link everything to my website. So that is the reason why. And I have some people as you speak, working on it. So as soon as the website is complete, we start working on that.
Gotcha. And now, when do you think that you would have the website finished? You've been working on it every day, or?
That's what I'm trying to get. I'm trying to find that out today. So I'm trying to get some answer regarding that today.
Okay, gotcha. And so for the website, because the website is important, right? And I'm sure you understand that. That's why you're trying to get it done. makes you more credible on the internet. People can see the pictures you've done. They can read a little bit about you, and then they can get, you can put a form on there. They can get a quote. You can call them, all that stuff, right? So you definitely understand the importance there, which is amazing. Some people don't. So Kurt, how are you currently building the website? Are you building it on like WordPress? Are you building it through like Wix? How are you doing it?
I have a team that is working to create it.
Okay, so you hired an in-house or a company?
A company.
Okay. And are they taking care of other stuff, or are they just building a website?
They're taking care of other stuff as well. Like they're creating, they're going to do Google. They're going to, there's a lot of stuff that they're going to do on it.
Okay, so they're doing the Google as well. Like are they doing the SEO for the website?
Yes.
Okay. Are they doing so there's two different SEOs. There's the SEO for the website, and then there's the SEO for Google business profile, you know, when you get listed with Google. Are they doing both, or are they just doing the website?
They're doing both.
Okay. And are you in a contract with them?
Yes, in a sense, yes.
Okay. Well, that's why we were calling. We got like 40 agents that are calling the area right now. In your area, we're trying to get this listing that just became available in our company. I see you're in California. So, We're in California too. You up north, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You're in San Francisco area?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you're in prime time. So, I mean, I don't know what they're waiting for to help you out there to get that going for you. But what we're doing is we're calling the area so that way we can fill the listing today. So what we do is, we would get your business up and on Google within 30 to 45 days. We'd create a Google profile account for you. It's called a Google business profile. They would send you a verification. We would need to get that PIN verification and send it back to them. All right. That would allow you to populate on the first page of Google in that local map section. All right. Also too, we partner that up with Facebook ads. So we actually see better results with that and you're going to love it too, because what happens is when somebody is searching for your services on Google and they don't buy, we retarget those people on Facebook. So now they see your business more often. The more often they see your business, the more conversions you get, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what we do. We are a month-to-month company. So we actually, like I said, we get you on the first page of Google within 30 to 45 days because we are a Google Premier partner. And then we would actually build your Facebook ads within 14 to 7 days. 7 to 14 days, we would have your Facebook ads up and running to start getting you leads and customers into your business. Okay?
Okay.
So my partner said that you got a couple of companies that have called you, but you told me that you're already with another company, right?
Yeah, I have a few people call me suggesting almost the same thing that you're suggesting to me.
Right.
So I already as I said I told him that I'm willing to listen to hear what the options are and. To see, you know, it's good to have more than one opinion. I'm sorry, options. So, for right now, this company that I'm currently working with, I'm currently waiting on an answer. And based on the answer that I get today, then I can move on with my next step.
What do you mean the answer? The answer for what?
The answer from the for the website and everything that the company is designing for me.
Oh, so you're waiting to see if they're just designing the website or if they're doing everything for you, is that correct?
So I'm waiting on an update. So based on the update that I get today, so if I'm not satisfied with the update that I'm getting right now, then I just move on to something else.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense, Kurt. No, I get you. I get you. I get what you're saying. How long have you been with them?
Probably three to four weeks now.
Okay, so almost a month. So almost a month.
Yeah.
And what did they promise you?
So my logo is complete. I designed my logo. So okay. The web page and all of that. But it seems like in a sense is they were excited to get your business and everything else. But as soon as, you know, it comes into completing the project and, you know, keeping the same pace and the same energy, it seems like it dies down a little bit. So based on all of that, if I feel like I'm not satisfied with the service that I'm receiving or the things that they're suggesting, then what I ask for is a refund of my money back.
Gotcha. And you said you were in a contract with them. Are you in a contract with them for like 3 to 6 months?
No. So it ends up where after the contract is designed and everything, they'll maintain it for 2 years.
Okay. I get that. I get what you're saying. I get what you mean. Okay. But they were just building. So one, customer service is very big for you, right?
Pardon me?
I said customer support is very big for you, right? Very important for you?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's very, very, communication is my strong hold. So, the lack of communication shows a lot of things right away for me because that is my strong suit.
Okay. Yeah, no, I totally understand. I would hope that, especially in your shoes, if you're definitely paying for somebody to do something for you, you definitely want to see a return on investment there, and you want to see it quickly, right? Updates, all that kind of stuff. So
as a contractor, if you're building a house here, and you're not communicating with the homeowner, there's a lot of stuff can go wrong. And when those stuff go wrong, you're reliable for those stuff. So communication is a very good thing in everything that you're doing. So, for example, saying that I get a contract to build a house here, I didn't talk to the homeowner what style window they need on certain things, and I just put something together. And when the homeowner comes, they say they don't like it. Right away, I'm going backwards. It's best to communicate with the homeowner so, you know, you're on the right path. So you don't have to go back and fix stuff.
Right.
And that's going to cost you money. And then it's going to damage your reputation as well.
Yeah. It's like my dad would always tell me growing up. He says, do the job right the first time so that way you don't have to go and do it the second time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the worst thing for me is, look, if I do a job and I need to change stuff to it, so be it. But I hate doing a job and seeing it come to light, and then you have to rip it apart and do it over because it's not what the client wants.
Right. So let me ask you then, what are you really looking for in somebody to help you with this SEO service that, you know, you try to get with this other company? What are you really looking for?
What am I looking for?
Yeah, like, so obviously you went with this company. They promised you the moon and the stars. It seems like you're not happy with them because they don't have good communication. Have they delivered on everything else? They just have lack of communication, or are you looking for results and communication? I mean, what is
I'm looking for results and communication.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. Okay, and have they delivered on the results or no?
You know, in the beginning, it's been like this.
Yeah.
So, I created my logo. I told him what I wanted and everything. I sent him a picture of what I might want my logo to be. And, they sent me like 3 logos. But none of them had, of a picture, like a rough sketch of my picture. So, I didn't say anything. So the next day I said to them, I said, you know, I sent you guys a picture, but I see all the logos that you sent me doesn't incorporate the picture that I sent you. So what's going on? If I'm paying for something, I want what I'm paying for. So right there, it shows that communication was not a big part of the conversation that we had. Because if I come to a homeowner and a homeowner says to me, hey, I'm looking for, you know, she brought me a blueprint and say, you know what, I'm interested, I want to cooperate, like, you know, this image. I want it to be a part of my structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to them and say, yes, you can do that. And then when she comes back, it's something different that I've done. Then it's going to show that the communication wasn't right. I wasn't listening to the request that she wanted or he wanted. So right away there, the homeowner is going to see that, you know what happened? He wasn't listening. The communication is bad and the whole job just goes sour from there.
Gotcha. That makes sense. It does. And like I said, I'm just trying to figure out what you're looking for in a company. And it seems like, you know, you want the results and you want the communication. You want the updates. You know, when something's looking funny, you want to be able to know about it. And then that way there's no hiccups down the line.
Yeah, this is the thing that I want for a company. I want I need good results, good communication, and as I said, just like if I tell a client that I'm going to, you know, these are my service that I'm selling.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they buy my service, I give them nothing compared to what I said I'm selling.
Right. That is true. Yeah. You can't have that. they can't be the... The answer to that. So they've been working on the website for about 3 to 4 weeks now. It's not finished, correct?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't got an email saying, hey, Kurt, your email is finished, right?
Yes. Can you hold on 1 second for me? Just one
no
second
problem.
Real quick?
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's the same person trying to tell me something just now.
Oh, really?
The same exact thing.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. So the reason why you're getting a bunch of calls is that there's an area that just opened up. I mean, a listing that just opened up in your area, right, in the San Francisco. It's the heart of San Francisco, so this listing is going to fly off the table within a couple of calls. So they're vetting out the area with about 40 agents that's trying to fill the listing. So think of, like, you know, 40 people calling everybody to fill the listing because either somebody upgraded. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I've been getting these calls for the last 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they want your business. I will say that. But this is
the
thing you got to be careful with, Kirk. It's that there are thousands. Yeah, there's thousands of SEO companies out there, right? But there's only about 40 Google Premier channel partners in the United States, okay? We're one of them. We have been in business for 18 years, and we are one of Google's partners, okay? So we have on our website, we have the little logo that tells everybody that we are partners. You can click on that logo, and then that logo will tell you about the partnership and everything like that, right? If they don't have that, yeah. If they can't prove that, they're a new company or they're a company that does not get results. So if they're not telling you that and they're not being able to show you that, like I can show you that we are, I'll tell you right now, probably not a good idea to go with somebody that's not. You know, just for your sake, I'm just trying to look out for you, and, you know, because you've already had a bad experience with this company, not really with good communication and not really, you know, promising what they delivering on what they promised as well too. But that's really what's going on is once you do start with a Google Premier partner, we can set you up to where we can put on there where they could say, hey, they could, let's just say for example, thanks for calling Kurt's phone for one, for sales press one, for appliances press two, you know what I mean? And now you'll vet those calls out because they don't have a chance to click numbers. They're just calling the area. So we can vet them out for you as well like that. But with this, like I said, we do put you on the first page of Google. It doesn't take as long as you're having it take right now. We get you on there within 30 to 45 days. Do you have a Facebook account?
Yes, I do have all of that. So okay. So here what happened. How about you give me a call tomorrow? I'm trying to get my result today to see where I stand. Give me a call tomorrow around noon.
Okay.
And, by hopefully by then I can have some answer and where I stand and where I'm going.
Okay, Kirk, so what I'll do is, because this is an exclusive listing, and I know you have somebody, your contract kind of with somebody else right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this on hold for 24 hours. They will allow me to do that, okay? I have a meeting at 12, okay? So can I call you, like, at 12:20, 12:30-ish? Is that okay?
Yeah, even 1 o'clock is fine.
Okay. We'll do it anywhere from 12:30 to 1 o'clock. Is that just in case my meeting goes late?
Yeah.
All right. And then we'll talk about there what we can do for you. Like I said, I've already kind of explained it, but we'll see what kind of data you came back with and where you want to proceed forward.
Okay.
All right, Kurt.
All right.
All right, I will talk to you tomorrow. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great morning, too, and tomorrow, and we'll speak at noon, 1 o'clock-ish.
Okay, all right, thank you.
All right, Kurt, you take care now. All right, bye-bye.